Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. We continue the better new, new and living way. And the part two is Jesus' high rank. We are opening the Bible and read the Hebrews chapter 1. In Jesus, God has shown us who he is. God has sent a lot of prophets, apostles to bring us, restore us to the kingdom of God and guide us to in correct path to reach kingdom of God in our living, in our limited time in this world. And God also learn us a lot of wonderful things, and God is great. And the last time God left his son come to this world as human to experience all our pain, and also together with God's old all commandments before Jesus came in this world to save us from all those pain. And when he was ready, he started his visible revelation, and he learned all of us about God's kingdom and how God is by reading the Bible and knowing about Jesus and all his messages, which was God's messages to all of us. And his way to live was not exactly, but it was the same as the God's nature. God's son is greater than the angels. God never said this to any angel: "You are my son. Today I have become your father." In another place in the Bible, God says, "I will be his father and he will be my son." Also, when God was ready to bring his greatest son into the world, he said all God's angels must worship him. God speaks about the angels like this. God makes his angels like winds. They serve him like fires that burn brightly. But this is what God says to his son: "You are God, and you will rule a king for as king forever. You will rule your kingdom in a completely good way. You love everything that is right, and you hate everything that is wrong. Because of that, you will be completely happy. I am your God, and I have blessed you. I have chosen you to be greater than others who are with you." The Bible also says this: "Lord, in the beginning you made the earth with your own power. You also made everything above the earth. All these things will come to an end, but as for you, you will continue forever like clouds. Those things will all become old. Then you will put them away like an old coat. You will change them like people change clothes. But you will also continue to be the same. Your life will never come to an end." Also, God has never said this to any of the angels: "Sit at my right side until I will win against your enemies completely. Then you will be able to put your feet on them." Hallelujah, amen. Then we can see how God, in very, very beautiful, has described our beloved Jesus, how he has called him his son, how he has called him as God, how he has called him as king, forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2 is telling, do not turn away from God's message. And it is very, very important for all of us. Sometimes God tells something that you think that it is a hurt or harm or something. No, you must find that love and that care in that message. The truth is bitter. Always truth is bitter if you are a wrongdoer. And when you are good doer, all the truth is the most beautiful, victorious message to you. But God also, you can read the Bible, and sometimes you can read a phrase that make you surprised or suddenly become disappointed. What kind of a that negative phrase, why it happened. But it is that God knows that we people has a right side and bad side. And we must eliminate that bad side. That is because as soon as you see a negative phrase in the Bible, you react, you show a reaction. And it is true, then you should know that when you have negative side, as soon as it appear a negative thought, you must very quick disconnect and send and use leave me and destroy demons from yourself and very quick talk something beautiful, positive, and also understand and let God learn you to understand and bring the positivity from that message and take and understand the God's meaning to us and care about us. Jesus became human like us to save us. Yes, of course. We are speaking about the new world that will come. God did not choose angels to rule over the world. No, instead someone wrote this somewhere in the Bible. Lord God, why do you even think about people? You take care of men and women, even though they seem to be so small. For a short time, you made them less important than the angels, but then you made them great and powerful like kings. You caused them to rule over everything. It is very important that we know that God, how God chose us. God has created us. And God has told us, go in this world and make it as heaven. And God watch over us. As soon as we are adult enough and we have ability, God give us authority that we are able to do. And God has made angels better than us, created angels better than us. But sometimes God see that we are good enough, that we are going to be better than angels. And God is able to do those transformation. So Jesus says this to God, I will tell my brothers and sisters that you are great. When your people meet together, I will stand with them and I will praise you with songs. He also says this, I will trust God completely. He says this too, I stand here with the children that God has given me. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we are going to continue in Bible chapter 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 11 from the time that I choose leaders to rule my people Israel. But now I will keep you safe from all your enemies. The Lord say to you, David, I will give you descendants who will rule as king after you, that will be royal house that I built for you. Hallelujah, amen. The God also clearly tell how he choose his people and how he can make that person's ascendant to be important people in this world. Fifth Moses book, chapter 32, verse 43. Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 43. So you people of other nations join with God's people to praise him. He will punish those who have killed his servants. He will punish all his enemies, but he will forgive the sins of his people, and he will make their land clean again. Hallelujah. Amen. Then God also will. God, it is God's wish. God tell about his will to all of us, that we will, that we meet each other in different nations, in different countries, and respect each other, and together praise God. Together praise God. And through who? By which rules? God's rules. And the most important rules is Jesus' way to let us praise the God. And Jesus give us a path that we are able, and he make us able that we can go through the path to the kingdom of God. And it is what God will, that all of us from different nations, we must respect each other, live together, praise together God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go in peace and happiness.